Alright. Uy, nalaglag. Fail. Good evening. Tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo. Sabihin mo, may bakante ka pa bang upuan? Kasi ang dami pang nakatayo sa likod, oh. May uupo ba dyan? May mga naka-reserve, eh. Diba? Upo naman kayo sa harap kasi... Kasi gusto ko, komportable kayo dito, eh. Ayun, ang dami pa, oh. Ushers, can you help them find their seats? Ayan, oh, sa gitna. Ayan. Alright, kung nasisikapan kayo rito, meron kami 5 o'clock service, meron pa kami mga 100 upuan doon. Na bakante. So, mas maaga, mas komportable, mas malamig kasi konti tao, at maaga kayo makakauwi. Hindi kayo pagagalitan ng magulang ninyo, makakagimik pa kayo, bukas pa yung KFC noon pagkatapos ng service. So, I wanna invite you to our 5 o'clock service. Alright? Alright, today, or tonight, we're gonna open a new series entitled Idol Factory. And I'm telling you guys, this series is all about, you know, checking your hearts, what's inside your heart, the real condition of your heart, and what's the plan of God in redeeming it. And you know, for the past 4 weeks, diba, nung July, we had a very great time. We enjoyed the series. Ano ba yung season last July? FNY Top Hits. Diba, nakakilala tayo ng mga wannabe na artista. How many of you enjoyed that series? Okay. You know, yung series na yon, that's one of the best. But I believe this series, Idol Factory, is also one of our best series. That's why you don't want to miss this. For the next 4 weeks, we're going to talk about the conditions of your heart and the plan of God, how He can change that heart towards and worshiping Him. And isa, ikapip Friday ng August, that's August 31, we're gonna have a very, very special guest. That's why you don't want to miss that. Alright? So, sino yon? Secret. Pero sigurado ko, kilala niyong lahat yon. Okay ba yun? So, exciting to. Alright? I really do pray na yung last series natin, you really had an encounter with God. You really had a life-changing encounter with God. And the goal of our series, or this Idol Factory for the next 4 weeks, okay, that you will realize that we are more sinful than we ever believe, but also we are more loved than we ever believe. And as you realize and ponder about that truth, I hope that, you know, hindi ka lang mag-a-attend ng church, you're not just gonna check out this Friday night youth thing, but really you will have a life-changing relationship with God. And by the way, kung hindi nyo ako kilala, okay lang. Kung tingin nyo nag-backslide ako, hindi po ako nag-backslide. I've just been away for, ano. Actually, hindi man ako nawawalan. Yan lang ako sa likod. Paikot-ikot lang ako. Marami lang tayong ginagawa. My name is Dan. For those of you who don't know me, I'm also I'm the pastor here. Youth pastor. And I want to say thank you to Pastor Jeff for inviting me to speak in this youth service. Alright, sigo. Sige na. Let's pray. Let's ask God to be with us as we hear His message for tonight. Close our eyes, bow our heads, let's just ask God. Lord, thank you, God, for tonight, for the opportunity to hear your word again. Thank you, Lord, that, Lord, wala kang favoritism, God. Lahat, Lord, pantay-pantay sa'yo. And I pray tonight, Lord, that you will take away any hindrances, any distractions, God, na about your word, God. Lord, I pray na every word that maririnig namin, it will be a truth that will be planted in our hearts, God. And it will change our lives forever, God. I pray Holy Spirit to be upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Alright. Before I go on, I want you to find a partner. Siguro wag na yung nasa likod, yung katabi mo na lang. Okay? And I want you, meron ka ng partner. Well, hindi, lifetime partner, okay? Bata pa kayo. Papagalitan ako ng nanay ninyo. Alright? And I want you to do this exercise. Hindi ganun exercise, ha? Meron akong pasok. I want you to complete these sentences and later, I'm gonna ask you to share the answer of your partner. Okay ba yan? So, can we show this? Yan. And this is what I want you to complete. If only I have blank, I will be blank. Okay, I want you to complete those sentences. with your partner. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. We'll start now. All right. Heavy. Right. 30 seconds. 5 seconds. 4, 3. 2, 1, eh! Alright, Dean, tayo ka nga. Sino rito i-volunteer nyo yung partner ninyo? Saya nito, saya, saya, saya. Dean, punta ka doon. Ayun, 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 ayun. Yan, 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 yan. Ano muna pangalan ng partner mo?
Rainy po.
Ano?
Rainy.
Rainy, anong sagot niya?
If only I have tooth daw po, I will be happy.
Oo. Ba't wala ka bang ngipin?
Okay, basta.
Ah, oh, basta. Okay, oh, sige. Tama na yan, tama na. Baka mag-abis na mo tayo. Sino ba? Oh, yun, 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 yun. Yan, yan. Sabihin mo yung pangalan ng partner mo, ha? May premyo to sa best answer. Alam nyo kung anong premyo? Oh, sige, mamaya. Anong pangalan ng partner mo?
Jason. Jason po.
Jason. Oh, sige, anong sagot niya?
If only I have Jesus, I will be blessed.
No. Ikaw na, ikaw na. Next, next. Dito naman, dito sa gilid. Din, dito. Dito na lang, sa gilid. Yan, 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 oh, yan, yan. Anong pangalan ng partner mo?
Joshua.
Joshua, ano sabi ni Joshua?
If only I have powers, I will be a politician.
Boom! Ikaw na! Oh, dito ba? Ayan, 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 ayan. Anong pangalan ng partner mo?
Sugar.
Sugar. Anong sagot ni Sugar?
If only I have wings, I will be your angel.
No! Boom! Dito naman, sa gilid. Dito naman, dito naman. Dito, dito. Din, din, ayun, ayun, ayun. Yan, 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 yan.
Ren, who yung partner?
Pangalan niya, okay.
If only I have God, I will be complete.
Nah. Last na lang, last, last. Yun, 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 nagtuturo. Ayan, 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 ayan. Ayan, ayan. Oh, go, go. Tayo, tayo. Hindi nangangain yung mic na yan, ha? Ano pangalan ng partner mo?
Mel po.
Mel.
Bell.
Ah, ano ulit?
Bell.
Bell.
If only I have God, I will be saved.
Okay. Thank you. Sa lahat ng sumagot, nanalo kayo ng 100 points happiness. Okay. Saya, di ba? Saya sumali, di ba? You know, the reason I asked you to do that exercise is because I believe, all right? It reveals the true conditions of a heart. Meaning, diba, if only I have blank, it actually says, you know, the desires of our heart. Diba? If only I have powers. Kaya na sa Bible lang, sabi niya, if only I have boyfriend, if only I have girlfriend. Yung iba dito, sabi nila, ano sabi? If only I have wings. Diba? Yun yung mga desire natin. And then, I will be, okay, happy, or I will be glad, I will be contented, and it's a cause and effect. Meaning to say, okay, listen. Meaning to say, kung ano yung desire ng heart natin, at na-fulfill yun, at nag-grant yun, at nagkaratoo yun, at may nagbigay sa'yo nun, inevitably, ang result nun is fulfillment. Right? Happiness. Right? Contentment. Right? It's kind of like this formula. Heart's desire, if it's granted or fulfilled, equals to happiness. Tama ba yan? Tama ba yan? Parang hindi kayo convinced. Ha? Tama ba yan? It could be as simple as, if I have money, I will be happy. If I have an S3 Samsung, I will be extremely happy. If I have a girlfriend, I will be uber happy. Diba? Or in a more serious note, if only I have education, then I will be fulfilled. Or for those who are suffering, if only I have good body or healthy body or I have a family, I will be very, very, very happy. Diba? Heart's desire, if it's granted, equals happiness. How many of you here, you're convinced with that? Convinced ka dyan? One, to salamat sa tatlong nagtaas ng kamay. Sino rito hindi convinced? Isa lang? Isa lang ang matapang? Dalawa ang matapang? Tatlo? Apat? You know what? Bago tayo magbutuhan, somehow, in this formula, that's how our mind, you know, operates. Yun tayo nag-operate. But you know what? Before we vote kung ano yung tamang formula na magbibigay ng happiness sa atin, let me read to you, to all of us, Jeremiah 17 verse 9. It says here, the heart is deceitful above all things. Ano ibig sabihin? Mapanlin lang. Sabi daw, ang puso daw ay mapanlin lang sa lahat ng bagay. Beyond cure. What does it mean? Ibig sabihin, may sakit, di ba? Beyond cure eh. Who can understand it? Ibig sabihin, confusing. Walang makaintindin, right? Tama? Now, if the Bible says our hearts, alright, are deceitful above all things, are beyond cure because it is sick, and who can understand it because it is confusing, my question is, how can we trust our hearts? Right? More so, if we cannot trust our hearts, more so, how can we trust its desire? Right? If our heart's desire, all right, is deceitful and beyond cure and confusing, what makes us believe it can produce lasting happiness? Which goes back again to our formula, which is heart's desire, if it's granted, equals happiness. Eh, may problema nga yung puso mo eh. Eh, may sakit nga yung puso mo eh. Eh, sinungaling nga yung puso mo. Eh, mapanlin lang nga yung puso mo eh. Hindi mo nga mapagkakatiwalaan yung puso mo. Eh, confused nga yung puso mo eh. How can you trust the desires of your heart? And how can you know it will produce everlasting happiness? You know that formula? It is epic fail. You know why? You know why? You know why our hearts are deceitful and beyond cure and there's no way you can understand? You know why? Ask me why. Because deep in every person's heart is an idol. Deep in every person's heart is an idol. There is an idol in every person's heart. That's why it is deceitful. That's why it is beyond cure. That's why it is, you know, you can't understand it. You know, growing up in a Catholic nation, a very religious nation, very spiritual nation like the Philippines, somehow, pag naisip natin or na-encounter natin in the word, yung word na idol, we think it's a statue, right? We think it's a you know what, relic that we bow down, right? Or it's an image, right? Or a picture that we cannot, you know, stare directly because feeling natin manutunaw tayo. Alam niyo yun, nagbabaksyon kayo sa bahay ng mga lola ninyo tapos may mga picture, di ba? Di ba hindi mo maritigan yung mga picture ng mga santo? Kasi piling marutunaw ka? Sinubukan niyo na ba yun? Sinubukan ko dati yun eh. Natalo siya eh. Hindi. Talo ko, takot ako eh. We think, you know, when we say idol, yun yung mga gano'n, yung mga bagay na nakikita natin, yung sinasabi ng mga tao sa paligiran. But you know what? Idols, it's more than external things. It is actually an internal thing. That because idols are issues of the heart. It is not, you know, the external things of the world. Though it can be part of it, though it can be, you know, idols per se, but really, idols, if you come to look at it, or idolatry per se, it is an issue of the heart. Idol is, you know, if I will define idols to all of us, or idolatry, it is someone or something that replaced the place of God in your hearts. Let me repeat that. Idols or idolatry are someone or something that replaces the place of God in your heart. Meaning to say, it is someone or something that competes with the attention and the love of God in your heart. May naikihalo. Alright? And to put a picture kung ano iksibihin ng idols na yon, na it's a very serious offense against God. You know, I've been married for 4 years. Almost 4 years. And I can't imagine one day, okay, sa kwarto namin ng asawa ko, all of a sudden, magdala siya ng picture nung mga nanligaw sa kanya. Itatabi sa picture namin. As a picture ng anak namin. At tuwing umaga, ngingitian niya yon. It's ridiculous, right? Because that picture competes with the attention that I want exclusively from my wife. Tama ba yun? The same true with God. Sometimes we unconsciously put picture of other demigod or gods nagko-compete sa attention at sa pagmamahal natin para kay God. If you can, someday you get married, you know, if you can't imagine putting a picture of your ex or people that nanligaw sa inyo, how dare you do that with God today? And to better illustrate it for us, how do you know that if you have an idol, how do you know kung meron kang, di ba sabi ko sa inyo kanina, di ba? Idolatry or idols are heart issues and it's not just an external things or external issues and it starts in our hearts. That's why our hearts are deceitful and beyond cure and confusing. How do you know that you have idols in your heart? Well, let me give you an example, di ba? Lahat tayo estudyante rito, di ba? Tama ba? Lahat estudyante? Na sumasagot ta. Lahat kayo nagtatrabaho na? Sige. Let's say pumasok ka sa school, di ba? Tapos, siyempre sa school, medyo technologically advanced na kayo, di ba? So, nag-exchange kayo ng assignment. So, ikaw, binilang ka ng nanay mo ng cellphone. Nokia N70. Ba, big time! Pagpunta mo, natawanan nyo, bakit? Pagpunta niya sa school, kala mo big time na yung cellphone mo. Biglang naglabasan yung cellphone ng mga klase mo. Naka S3, naka iPhone 4S, naka iPad. Kasi ikaw parang, ayaw mo na ilabas yung cellphone mo. Kasi feeling mo, pamato. Yung ano, book ano, yung pang ano, paperweight. Nagawang paperweight yung cellphone. And all of a sudden, dati, tuwang-tuwa ka sa cellphone mo kasi binigay na nanay. All of a sudden, ayaw mo na ilabas. Feeling mo, hindi na cool. Feeling mo, jahe na. You know what, you know, by doing that, you know what does it reveal? Ano mo nire-reveal nun? yung identity mo, yung approval mo, yung security mo, naka-base sa cellphone mo. And dahil doon, ang idol mo, yung cellphone mo, kasi kumukuha ka ng approval sa cellphone mo. Sama, no? Sama, no? That reveals the true condition of our hearts. O kaya, ganito, nag-college ka. Lahat kayo, graduate na, no high school, nag-college ka. Lahat ng mga kaibigan mo, nagka-boyfriend, nagka-girlfriend, nagka-relationship. Diba? Na-update nila yung Facebook status nila in a relationship. Ikaw, SSB pa rin. Single since birth. Diba? E sobrang na-pressure ka sa mga kaibigan mo. Ano ba? Kailan ka ba magkakaganda? Ano ba? Tagal naman. Ano ba nangyayari sa'yo? Ano ba gusto mo? Anong petsa na? Na-pressure ka. So ikaw, doll, na-pressure ka. And feeling mo, kailangan mo, nanligaw ka, sinagot ka. Diba? Or may sinagot ka, kahit okay na to, sinagot mo na. Eh kaya lang, after 3 hours, na ipag-break sa'yo, may nakitang mas okay na iba. Sakit, di ba? Sama, di ba? And then all of a sudden, ayaw mo nang pumasok, bagsak-bagsak ka na sa exam mo, nagkukulong ka na sa kwarto mo, ayaw mo nang kumain, kinakato ka ng nanay mo, anak, ano nangyari sa'yo? Okay lang ako, ma, makakaraos din ako. Ang drama mo sa buhay, and all of a sudden, parang gumuhu yung mundo mo. Alam mo kung ano nire-reveal nun? You know why it doesn't reveal? Alam mo kung ano nire-reveal nun? Yung condition ng heart mo. Binibase mo yung happiness mo sa relationship. Ang idol mo, yung hunghang na boyfriend mo. Do you follow this? Tama? Do you get this? Binibase mo yung security mo, yung happiness mo, yung identity mo, doon sa girlfriend mo. E binurikan ka, wala na. Bagsak ang identity mo. Ang idol mo, hindi si God. Ang idol mo, yung girlfriend mo, na iniwan ka. Or o kaya, sobrang talino mo, di ba? Nung high school ka, honor ka, lahat ng award nakuha mo. Loyalty award, sip-sip award, lahat nakuha mo. Di ba? And then, pumasok ka sa school, pina-perfect mo lahat ng exam nung college ka, prelim, midterms, finals, eh kaso, one day, nagpa-surprise quiz yung professor mo, hindi mo alam kung ano yung sagot, hindi ka kasi nakapag-review. Bagsak ka ngayon. Dahil bagsak ka, huwi ka sa school, nakaganong ka. Ayaw mo makipag-usap. Nasab ka ng kaklase mo, oh, kamusta ka na? Yun, bagsak ako. Huwi ka sa bahay. Anak, kamusta ka na? Kumain ka na? Bukas na lang po. Alam mo kung ano nire-reveal nun? Kinukuha mo yung identity mo, yung source ng happiness mo sa achievements mo. Yung value mo as a person, as a student, nakabase sa kaya mong i-achieve. Ang idol mo, yung achievements, yung approval ng tao. Diba? Diba, dinifine ko kanina, diba? What's the meaning of idols? Someone or something that replace what? The position of God in your hearts. If someone or something, is being a source of happiness, fulfillment, security, contentment, apart from God, I suspect meron kang idol sa puso mo. Kung merong isang tao, isang baga, or isang ambisyon na nagsusupply ng happiness, ng source ng fulfillment mo, at hindi si God, that is an idol, my friend. Idolatry is a serious offense against God. Sabi ni Tim Keller, idols are good things turned ultimate things. Ibig sabihin, itong mga idols na to, okay lang naman siya. Nag-aaral ka, gusto mo ng bagong cellphone, gusto mo magkaroon ng relationship para ma-update mo status mo sa Facebook. Those things are good. Kaya lang, nagiging ultimate things. Ibig sabihin, nagiging center ng universe mo. Ibig sabihin, lahat ng energy mo, lahat ng effort mo, nandun na nakalagay. All of a sudden, God is reduced in just one of the category, hindi siya yung main event ng buhay mo. At anong source ng happiness mo? Yung opinion ng kaibigan mo. yung grades na nakukuha mo, yung approval ng professor mo, yung status mo sa buhay, yung forma mo, anong klaseng cellphone meron ka, anong kotse yung sinasakyan mo. Nakakainis, di ba? That's why we cannot trust our hearts, because in every person's heart, there is an idol. So what does the Bible say against idolatry? Let's read in Romans 1:20-25. It says here, Paul was addressing, let me give you a little background of this. Paul was addressing the people during his time, and he was addressing the lifestyle. When I say lifestyle, the sinfulness of men during his time. And because, you know, Paul is an apostle and he preached the word of God, this was his word to his people. This is how he described the people during his time. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. You know what Paul was trying to say here is, itong mga tao na to, during his time, they have a knowledge of who God is. They know what is good and what is bad. They know what is right and what is wrong. They know the real source of happiness and what is fake source of happiness. They know who God is. They really know who God is. Even though they reject who God is, they know who God is. Much like today, if I ask every one of us here and I ask you, do you know God? Do you know that God is a source of blessing? Do you know that God is a source of happiness? Do you know that God is a source of fulfillment? I think majority of us will say, yes, I believe in that. I think I know that. Right? And this is what Paul is trying to describe the people during his time. And this is also the same is happening today. Now, let's go on to verse 21 to 23. It says here, for although they knew God, much like today, every one of us, we know God. We can honestly say, kilala na si God. We know, you know, who God is. They neither glorify Him as God, nor give thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish heart were darkened. Sabi ni Paul, during his time, these people, they know God. They know what's good and what's bad. You know what's right and what's wrong. Kaya lang, they reject Him. They reject Him. They don't want to worship Him because their thinkings, you know, were futile and their hearts were darkened. Why? Because there are idols in their heart. Ano nangyari? In verse 22, it says here, although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made look like mortal men, birds, animals, and reptiles. Verse 23. Therefore, God gave them over in their sinful desires of their hearts, the sexual impurity for their degrading of their bodies with one another. Verse 25. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worship and serve created things. Say that again, created things. Rather than the Creator who is forever praised. Amen. Alam niyo yung din-describe ni Paul sa text niya, is the same thing with our generation today. Young people today, they know God. They have a knowledge of God. They know what's wrong and what's right. They know what's good and what's bad. They know that God is the ultimate source of happiness, fulfillment, joy, contentment, and satisfaction. But the problem is, they reject God. Why? Because young people today, they think they are wise. They think, dahil nakagraduate sila ng high school, college na sila, narealize sila, ah God, I already figured this out. Kaya ko nang ipamuhay yung buhay ko. I can live my own life. I can direct my own life. I am the master of my ship. I am the captain of my soul. I can live. I can take care of this. My love life, I can take care of this. My finances, I can take care of this. My ambition, I can take care of this. They know God. They think God is really good and a source of fulfillment and happiness. Pero, ayaw nilang i-worship si God. Ayaw nilang i-recognize si God. Kasi feeling nila, kaya nila. They don't need God. May kilala ka bang ganon? Na ina-acknowledge nila, nakilala si God, pero on their own life, they still live their own lives. And dahil ganon, the Bible says, God gave them to their, what? Sinful desires. And because people nowadays are rejecting God, though they know God is the ultimate source of happiness, but because they could keep continue, you know, they keep on rejecting God, God gave them to their sinful nature. And the result is tragedy. People, young people, going on circles without direction, not knowing where they're going. You see, the problem is with idolatry is when we exchange the promise, the goodness, the fulfilling life that God is offering over created things. When we create things and it's going to be the source of happiness for all of us, that's when idolatry comes into our hearts. Meaning to say, kapag pinursu mo yung ambition mo, and that's gonna be the source of your happiness, that's gonna be the source of your fulfillment, then, dun lumalabas yung idolatry ng puso mo. Pag pinursu mo yung relationship above all else, and put God on the side, because you created these things, and you want this, and the world created this for you, and you all your attention, and you all your mind, and all your energy are consumed by this, and that's where idolatry comes in. You see, idolatry is choosing created things and making them as Lord and Savior. I don't know about you, but you know, there are people, yung pera, yun yung Lord nila at Savior nila. May kilala ka bang ganon? I don't know about you, but some people, yung source ng happiness nila, yung status nila, yung reputation nila, yun yung source ng approval nila, yun yung source ng identity nila. For some people, yung source ng, yung Lord nila, yung Savior nila, yung education nila. And you know, that's a problem. Because nothing in this earth can ever satisfy your heart. How do we respond to idolatry? How do we respond to the sickness of our hearts? In Colossians 3:1-5, it says here, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above. Ano sabi? Set your hearts on things above. Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, set your minds on things above. Not on earthly things. You know what are earthly things? Created things. Ano ba yung mga earthly things? Money, fame, sex, popularity, ano pa? Status, ano pa? Mga bagay na nakikita nyo, na feeling nyo mag-aangat ng status mo sa buhay. Na feeling mo magbibigay ng value sa buhay mo. Relationship, feeling mo magdadagdag ng value sa buhay mo. The Bible says, if you want to break from idolatry, set your hearts on things above. You set your hearts, what? To Jesus Christ. Set your hearts on things above, what? Set your hearts before God. Kasi yung puso mo, it is created only to be satisfied by God. Do you hear that? Yung heart mo, kinreate ni God yan. And he's the only one who can satisfy that. Nothing on this world, on this earth, can ever satisfy that. And if you try to satisfy your heart's desire with the earthly things, you're actually putting an idol. You are replacing or you're putting something that is competing with the attention and the love of God in your life. How does it apply in your life? Paano to na-apply sa buhay ninyo? Well, starting today, you need to declare that God, you are the only source of my happiness. God, you are the only source of my fulfillment. God, you are the only source of my joy and my happiness. You declare, you know, that God is the only one that you will fully worship. Kaya, alam nyo, nung pag nag-aaral kayo, di ba? Tapos kailangan nyo ng cellphone. Di ba? Tapos kung N70 yung cellphone mo, tapos yung mga kaibigan mo, naka-iPhone, naka-S3. Pero ngayon, kasi yung heart mo, nakaset kay God. You know, how's it gonna affect you? How's it gonna relate to you? Okay lang, naka-N70 ka. Okay lang yun. Kasi yung identity mo, hindi nakabase sa cellphone mo, sabihin na ibang tao sa'yo. Yung identity mo, yung approval mo, yung security mo, naka-base kay God. Kasi yung heart mo, settled na kay God. Tama? At kung wala kang boyfriend, wala kang girlfriend, okay lang yun. Kasi yung identity mo, yung approval mo, yung security mo, hindi nanggagaling sa sabihin ng mga kungang mong kaibigan. Manggagaling yung kung ano yung sinasabi ni God sa buhay mo. Kasi yung heart mo, nakasettled kay Jesus Christ. Hindi nakabase sa earthly things. At kung bumagsak ka sa exam, okay lang yun. Pakakainin ka pa rin ng nanay mo. Yung identity mo, yung approval mo, yung value mo as a person, hindi nakabase sa achievement mo. Nakabase yun kung ano yung sinasabi sa'yo ni God. So the next time you fail an exam, okay lang. At least di ka nang opya. Okay lang yun. Apasa ka rin. Diba? Misan kasi, ginagawa nating Diyos yung achievements natin. Ginagawa nating Diyos yung boyfriend, girlfriend natin. Yung buhay natin, nakaikot doon. Ginagawa nating Diyos yung mga kailangan natin ma-accomplish. Yung buhay, nakaikot doon. Hello? Yung buhay mo dapat umiikot lang kay God. Misan yung problema, ginagawa nating Diyos yung status natin. Pag hindi tayo masyadong mayaman, yung magulang natin, hindi masyadong may kaya, malo, feeling mo, alam mo yun, hindi ka accepted sa school. Alam mo, okay lang, kahit hindi ka ganong mayaman. Kasi yung status mo, hindi nakabase kung anong tingin sa inyong lipunan, kung hindi nakabase kung anong tingin sa inyong mga kaklase mo, nakabase yun kay God. Kung anong sinasabi niya sa'yo. Diba? Hindi ka na mahabang buhay. Mahirap eh. Hindi na mahabang buhay. Kakain ka na ng pasit kanto ng pandesal. Kakain ka rin na masasarap. You follow this? Sometimes, ginu-just natin yung status to think, you know, yung mga taong may mga kaya, dami rin problema. May problema rin sila. Huwag natin justin yun. Sometimes, winu-worship natin yung mga gwapo, yung mapuporma, yung mga taangos ilong, yung magaganda yung buhok, yung mapuputi, yung mga tisoy. And we wish sana ganun tayo. At pag hindi ka ganun, feeling mo, wala ka lang kwenta, ginugulo ko yung buko. Feeling mo, wala ka lang value. Pero hindi na to yun. Kasi pag ginos mo yung mga ganun, merong idol sa puso mo. Tandaan mo yung value mo, yung identity mo, yung halaga mo as a person, hindi nakabase yun kung anong sabi ni Vicky Bello. Okay? Ang value mo, nakabase yun kung anong sinasabi ni God sa'yo. Huwag mong Diyosin yun. Do not worship earthly things. Do not consume, do not waste your life with earthly things. Yes, it will be nice kung meron kang cellphone na maganda. Yes, it will be nice kung medyo gwapo at matalino ka. Yes, it will be nice kung napapasa mo lahat ng exam mo. Yes, it will be nice kung medyo may pera at mayaman ka. Pero, hindi yun ang source ng happiness mo. Si God lang! Tandaan mo, yung puso mo may problema. Sabi sa Bible, it's beyond cure, it's twisted, it's deceitful. That's why you cannot trust your heart's desire. At pag kinuha mo yung earthly things to fulfill the desires of your heart, the result is serious offense against God. And the last time I checked my Bible, if you have serious offense against God, tago ka na. I don't think you will live a great or a happy life. But how do we deal with our hearts? As I close this message, it says in Psalm 37 verse 4, It says here, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you what? The desires of your heart. Akala ko ba yung heart's desire deceitful? Eh, bakit ibibigay ni Lord yan? Tama? Sometimes, ako rin, alam mo, nung binasa ko itong, nung una ko nabasa itong verse na ito, akala ko, this verse is a prerequisite verse. You delight yourself in the Lord, and then, He will give you the desires of your heart. Diba? Parang mga prerequisite subject, diba? Kunin mo muna yung math 1 para makuha mo yung math 2. Tama? Hindi ako pa yung prerequisite. And the way we think, akala natin, ganito rin to yung verse na to. Delight yourself in the Lord, i-delight mo muna yung sarili mo kay God, and then He will give you the desires of your heart. But you know what? Hindi ganun yun. This is not a prerequisite verse. Alam niyo kung bakit? Because when you read this, kapag dinelight mo yung self mo kay Lord, yung heart's desire mo, magiging God's desire. Hindi mo na desire yun, yung desire niya ni God sa buhay mo. At if you think, when you read this verse, this is all about your desire, meron ka pa rin idol. Because this is about delighting yourself in the Lord. And it's not about your heart's desire. Yes, your heart is deceitful. Yes, it is beyond cure. Yes, no one understands it. But, listen, if you delight yourself in the Lord, your heart's desire will become the Lord's desire. And no matter how dirty, how incurable, how sick your heart is, God can use that heart. And that desire can be changed to God's desire. Because everything I have said here tonight boils only with this. Yung ultimate desire ng puso mo, yung puso mo, wakam mo yung puso mo, yung ultimate desire niyan, there's no earthly things can ever fulfill that. Because the ultimate desires of our hearts is delighting ourselves to the Lord. Delighting ourselves to the Lord is the ultimate desires of our heart. That's why, huwag ka maniniwala pag sinabi nila, follow your heart. Hindi totoo yun. Yari ka dun. Because if you follow your heart, you're gonna be in big, big, and deep, deep trouble. But if you delight yourself in the Lord, your heart's desire mo, gagawin ni God yan to His own desire. And you will live a contented, fulfilled, and you will have an everlasting joy and happiness in this life. Amen. Let me just pray for you. Heads bow and eye close. Lord, thank you for tonight. For once again, revealing yourself to us. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us na wala kaming dapat i-worship except you alone, God. Nothing in this world, not the earthly things, can ever satisfy the desire of our hearts. It's only you, God. Because when you created our hearts, it is designed only to be satisfied by you alone, God. If you're here, and I want to pray for some of you here, at some point in your life, or maybe today, yung source ng happiness na nasa puso mo, hindi si God talaga, pero yung source ng security, source ng approval, source ng fulfillment, ay nanggagaling sa isang tao, or nanggagaling sa isang bagay, or nanggagaling sa isang ambition, alam mo, hindi si God yung source ng buhay mo. At alam mo, kasi paulit-ulit lang nangyayari sa buhay mo, papagod ka na, at hindi ka na pupulfill. Alam mo kung bakit? Kasi si God lang naman talaga makakapag-fulfill yan sa puso mo.